Blog Talk Radio. And welcome, welcome, everyone. What a beautiful song. This is your host today, Pamela Cummins on Psychics Gone Wild, and your co-host, a birdie bird in the background. I wonder if he heard that song through the radio. He was just going nuts. The name of the song is Love is the New Religion, and quite honestly, I have no idea who it's by because it's not up there. We have shows 7 days a week on Psychics Gone Wild with a bunch of different hosts. Kelly, Jethro, Andrew, Angela, and on and on. And I'm sorry, my mind's going blank. I can't think of everybody right now. But if you go onto our website, www.psychicsgonewild.com, you can see all the hosts there. You can get all the information on each of the hosts and, you know, even me. And also follow our show, Psychics Gone Wild, on Blog Talk, and then you can get when everybody is on. Usually we're here at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. It's either or. Again, I'm not sure of all when all the hosts come in. I've been hosting this show by myself for the last couple of weeks and probably into the future. Kelly's really busy. You know, she has a lot of kids, and there was getting confusion of who was going to host, so I just decided I am going to host. So the show's going to, you know, kind of be the same, but one of the things I'm not going to do is take reading after reading after reading after reading, because quite honestly, I burn out. And I know that some people commented last week that they do like hearing information and the talking. Obviously, some people probably didn't like that, but, you know, you can't please everyone. And I plan on having a guest, you know, maybe every other week, maybe three times a month. I don't know. I am just going to kind of play it by ear. Anyhow, for those who don't know me, I am Pamela Cummins, a.k.a. the Musical Psychic. I'm also a coach and author of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. I have my own show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., the Love Channel Show. And tonight my guest is going to be Leo Brown, who is also a psychic. And the topic there is love is love. And we're going to talk about, you know, it doesn't matter if you're gay, if you're in an interracial relationship, love is love, which I think is a very important topic. So what I plan to do today is, I'm hoping that it's going to be in September. I have one ebook, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, and I have another ebook that's coming out in September. It is called Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love. Basically, it is a book that I self-published back in 2005. This is before there was anything called ebooks. So it needed to be updated. It needs a little bit more work. But what I figured I would do is maybe read a little bit out of it and then take a call. And if anybody wants to call in, it's 773-897-6461. Let me say that again, 773-897-6461. So I know we have a couple people who've been waiting for a while. I just want to read one of these, and then I will get to you. And this is basically about preparing yourself for even thinking about a mate, okay? Do not put your life on hold for a potential mate. The worst thing you can do is to sit by the phone or not make plans in case they call. That is not taking care of yourself. Instead, do things you enjoy. Be with your family or friends and live your life. Your potential mate will find you much more interesting and enjoyable. And I always put questions afterwards. Have you ever not made plans or changed plans because of a potential mate? Or I want to say, or even a husband, okay, or wife. What happened and how did you feel? Did you hurt others by your actions, by, you know, canceling last minute, for instance, on a friend because they called? Can you make a promise to yourself that this will not, that you will not do this in the future? Okay, so, great. I am going to take area code 818, and please be patient with me as I click on this, and hopefully you are there. 818, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, and what is your name, please?
Ashley.
Ashley, and do you have a question for me?
Yes. I wanted to know, kind of a big question rolled into one, but what I needed to do to develop my abilities safely for me and the people around me. I feel like I have a lot of psychic ability and I don't know how to control it, use it, or get a handle on it.
Okay.
Or what would be beneficial for me and how to do that.
Okay. First of all, the first thing I heard was pray. Okay. So make sure that you're protected by the angels and God. Okay. It is the fear that lets in the nasty energies. Okay. The other thing I heard was, you know, get a class, go to a class, get some education, basically. I know Psychic Jethro does psychic development classes. I do psychic development coaching. If you're not comfortable doing that, you know, get a book, okay? They're really saying that you are very protective. What I'm seeing is Archangel Michael around you, okay? And Archangel Michael, I like to say he's the big dude. He's the one with the sword, and, you know, he cuts negative energy around you, so you are protected. I'm hearing children. Do you have children around you?
Around me, I don't have children, though.
Okay, all right, but I'm feeling children around you because it's funny. I'm
I love children.
Yeah, I said that's funny because one, I got that they were saved, but two, I'm getting that there's at least one who has their own gifts, okay? You know, the other thing I'm getting is you need to get comfortable with this, that this is who you are. There's nothing wrong with it, all right? And I am getting that you are very gifted, and you need to use your gifts. And you do even, you know, subconsciously you do it. You can tell who's right, who's wrong, okay? And they're also saying practice, 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 and, of course, meditation. I'm seeing somebody sit in the yoga position, all right? But what I'm getting really, the most important thing is self-acceptance of yourself. That seems really important. And love for yourself. And know that you're safe. Okay?
Okay?
One of the examples that I use, because people, you know, will say, oh, well, how do you know it's not like something evil talking to you or the devil? Okay? I've gotten that, you know? And for one thing, I always protect myself, you know, love and light. But you can tell the difference, all right? And one of the ways that you can tell the difference is when you go into an area where you know it's a bad area, okay, you get that kind of like nasty feeling inside, like, ooh, I am in the wrong neighborhood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into another area and you're like, wow, this is really nice. And that's the way that, you know, the people on the other side, the people who are trapped in this plane present themselves. You can feel the difference in the energy, okay? And most of all, I'm hearing go away, and I'm getting to tell you this story, so I'm going to tell you this story because obviously it's important for you to hear, but I feel like some of our listeners too. I remember I was about like 18 or 19, and I was living with roommates, and it was at nighttime, and I got woken up, and I don't know what it was. It looked like a little dwarf or an elf, or it was something, some kind of strange thing. And I was scared to death, and it seemed to feed off my fear, okay? And it was so terrifying for me, okay? Years later, I'm in a class when I was learning how to do body work and process energy work and all kinds of stuff. And we were all sitting in meditation, and the same being, elf, whatever he was, came to me and said, boo. And I looked at him, and I was like, go away. And he did, okay? So you have control over it. You know, just like people have free will to do what they want, you know, if in a relationship in their life, you have free will over your psychic ability, okay? So that was kind of a long answer, you know, but I hope that does help you.
So pray, meditate, and take a class.
Yeah, or, you know, read up, you know, and again, just know that you're safe.
Okay. Well, I can feel
okay,
when something, you know, attacking me or negative. I get temple headaches, so.
Right, right, and you know, and most people can. They just don't acknowledge it. They're like, oh, they're not that bad. Yes, if you're feeling that way, you know, trust it. And you know, just for you and for anybody else, if you know, you get a reading, and this is on any of the shows, and you miss something, the wonderful thing about it being in archives is you can listen to it again. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back in the queue.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And it's a little bit of a light day, which is okay because, you know, I can talk and talk, but this other person has been waiting 26 minutes, so I am going to get 516. 516, are
Hi.
You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And what is your name, hon?
My name is Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. And how can I help you?
Well, I'm hoping that you can help me. I'm looking for my soulmate. And, you know, I always felt like I was going to meet this person, I guess, later in life. So I'm not worried about it. But I've also gained about 100 pounds from a situation that I was dealing with. And now I just don't feel like I accept myself. So I feel like if I can't accept myself, how is someone else going to accept me? Or how am I going to be able to manifest this person? And I really do, like, I feel like I'm very much ready to have love in my life and a partner.
Right. Okay. All right.
I'm
kind of
struggling
getting,
with this.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, you know, I'll give you what they're giving me, okay? I'm seeing this woman, and I'm not going to say her name. It's a beautiful woman, you know, who is a little large, okay? And this woman who, this was up in New Jersey when I lived there, and there was a woman there who I was friends with who, you know, was a little chunky, okay? And she was complaining that no man wanted her because of the way she looked. And I said, well, look at this other woman. Okay, she's with this guy, and the guy was gorgeous. I thought he was gorgeous, okay, and he was really nice, and he really loved her for who she is, okay? Now, granted, I know a lot of guys want, like, arm candy and stuff, but that's not for them, okay? The next thing my guides are saying is you need to lose weight for you, okay? Not for this potential mate, because I'm getting, when you said I feel love, I'm getting that it's coming, okay? And obviously you need to be strong within you, okay? The other thing
right.
I'm getting...
The weight has nothing to do with them. It's all about me.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Exactly.
It's recent weight. That's the problem. That's why the acceptance is really what's hurting me more.
Right.
Because I know love will always be there, but the acceptance of my own self makes me feel like I cannot manifest what I want when I cannot accept myself truly for
okay.
where I am now today.
Right. Okay. And the other thing I'm getting, and this is not to scare you, okay, is that you do need to lose weight for your heart. Okay. That's what I'm getting. All right. If you know for your health. Okay? And again, I'm not saying anything's going to happen to you, but they're putting that there. Okay? And basically, you know, okay, I'm hearing God, the serenity prayer, accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can. Okay? And you know that this is something that you can change. All right? The other thing I'm getting is to, you know, ask to accept where you're at right now. Okay, I know that sounds wild, but that's how I got it, asked to accept And, you know, I'm just, you know, it's really weird. I heard a song that it was like, you got a good thing coming, okay? And I don't even know what tune it was, but I just feel like there's a, you know, a lot of good, okay? And I'm also hearing it's going to take a lot of love. You know, I can't make you love yourself. Okay?
No, of course not.
But I'm getting that you are, okay? The other thing that I heard, because I hear a lot, is fake it till you make it, okay? You know?
Yeah.
And the other thing I got, I think it's from the Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain, okay?
I don't know that one. I'll have to look that up.
You know, from, yeah, Climb Every Mountain, you know,
I don't remember that one for
okay,
some reason.
Okay, you know, when I think about now, they're funny. Now I'm hearing Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, okay? And what that means to me is that, you know, this is something that, you know, is not a quick fix. It's something that you have to climb, okay? That's, you know, And the nice thing is, okay, because I got a vision, and it was not a very nice vision of like this woman, her face getting bashed into and like her losing her teeth and, you know, like her face scarred and stuff like that, which obviously would be devastating to male or, you know, or female, but honestly to women more. And they're saying at least the situation that you're in right now, you can do something about it. Okay, you don't have to go through, you know, surgery upon surgery, and, you know, it's a lot easier to take care of. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, it's not a, you know, quick, easy answer. I'm just getting love.
No, I mean, I don't think I was really looking for a quick, easy answer. I guess I just wanted to know if I'm postponing, in a sense, my soulmate because of my lack of acceptance for myself in this current condition. This is like new for me. I spent the majority of my life in being thin and being in shape and being very active, and due to an illness, this has kind of caused this for me. So it's, yeah, I guess it's just that.
It's really just that.
So I'm kind of nervous that I might be like pushing off my potential partner because of where I feel.
Okay. And before you said all that, what I heard this song, before you even asked that, I heard the song by Billy Joel, "I Love You Just the Way You Are." So they're going to love you. Yeah. They're going to love you no matter how you are. Okay.
Okay.
But as to answer your question, okay, and this is what I felt, okay? It wasn't like I got an answer. It was kind of more like an inner knowing. You asking, am I postponing it because of the way I feel? And if that's what you're thinking and you're feeling and, you know, this is what's going to happen, you know, you're going to create that reality, okay, because our thoughts are very powerful.
Right.
And with that, my guide said, watch your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Will do. Thank you for all that.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right. I'm going to put you
Bye-bye.
Back in the queue. Bye-bye. Okay. And if anybody else wants to call, and I will get to the next caller, I just want to read a couple of things out of the book. It's 773-897-6461. Okay. And let me see. I had some stuff. Oh, you know what? This is perfect for the last caller. And, you know, Kelly's really good on names. I, you know, sometimes I'm sorry, I just blank out on names. But inner qualities. Singles always want their potential mates to be honest, good communication, kind, faithful, etc. It is very important to cultivate in yourself all those qualities you desire in your mate. Birds of a feather do flock together. So make yourself more attracted to your potential bird. What are the qualities you desire in your mate? Do you have those qualities? What can you do to cultivate those qualities within? Okay? All right, and the next thing, you know, and again, it goes with the last caller. Take care of your personal appearance. The first thing people see is your physical appearance. When you eat right and do physical activities, it shows. Your skin looks better when you drink lots of water and eat healthy foods. Your body looks and feels healthier when you participate in regular physical activities. You may never be as thin or tall as a male or female airbrushed model. However, you will feel very sexy when your body is at its fittest and healthiest. How healthy is the food you eat? How often do you do physical activities that you enjoy? Are you willing to improve your physical appearance by making healthy choices in your diet and physical activities? And, you know, it was really weird. As I was reading that, I got a vision of a woman sitting in a wheelchair, okay? All right, and now it's really funny. My guides are such a trip. And now I'm seeing a man coming up, standing behind that wheelchair. And basically what that means to me is, you know, obviously somebody in a wheelchair can't really work out that much, you know, maybe with a physical therapist, okay? But if they take care of themselves, even in a wheelchair, they can attract love. If it's meant to be, love will be there, okay? All righty. Next caller is 262. 262,
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
I'm here.
Who's calling?
Okay, this is Michelle.
I'm Michelle, and how can I help you today?
I just wanted to say I love your book, What You're Reading. It's really, really good.
Cool, because, you know, in September I'm going to announce it. And this one, this is a freebie because I did it in 2005, you know, so this one is a freebie. So the other one does cost something.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But how can I help you, Michelle?
I just called to see if you think I'm with the right person. And I listened to a lot of things that you said, too, how you should be your best self. And I think I'm not being my best self right now at all. And
right.
The whole eating thing, too, the whole eating healthy. And I have a binge eating problem. And I feel like when I am binge eating, like everything is horrible. Even though I don't weigh 300 pounds, I feel like I do.
Right, right. Right, and that's a good point because you could have extra weight or you could not. I mean, that's why, you know, unfortunately there's bulimia and anorexia.
Right.
But what is
I'm not either of that. It's the binge eating, right. Though.
Right, right, right. But that's what I'm saying.
But all that all or nothing thoughts that go with that too. Black
right,
and white,
right.
All or nothing, you know.
Right. Right. And what is your, can I get the name of your mate or first initial
sure.
or whatever you want to give me?
John.
John. Okay. All right. First of all, what I'm seeing is like you crying, okay, inside and like stuffing your face. Okay. So watch your emotions and your eating. Okay. It looks pretty wild. Okay. I'm getting that John is a good candidate, okay? But honestly, I do see that he has baggage. I'm seeing like a trunk in front of him, okay? All right, and two suitcases on the side, okay? But we all have baggage, all right? I'm getting he's a good candidate. What I'm seeing you doing, and this is a very strange image, I'm seeing you standing on the trunk and singing, okay? You're just singing. And what that means to me is, you know, be yourself, all right? And, you know, I'm seeing like a little girl. The little girl inside of you is afraid that if you are yourself, you know, he's not going to want you, okay? And if he doesn't want you because you are yourself, okay, then that's his problem, not yours, all right? Be who you are. Okay, and it's wild because I'm hearing this song that I play on my show that one of my buddies in Twitter, you know, sings is Beautiful Woman, okay? So know that you are a beautiful woman, okay? So he also has his insecurities, okay? So when his insecurities come out, I don't know how else to say it, he can be a little manipulative and controlling, okay? Doesn't make him a bad person. But they're so funny. I'm hearing the song Be All That You Can Be. So just be yourself. The other thing, too, that I got an image of, okay, all right, my little girl comes out when I'm around my animals, my two cats and my birds, okay? I sing to my animals, all right? I know it might sound weird, but I sing to my animals. I talk baby talk, you know, I say, you know,
I
words
do that
like
too.
Okay, I won't say the words. I might gross some people out, okay? I do it in front of my boyfriend, okay? I do. And, you know, he might at times shake his head or whatever, but, you know, this is who I am. And if you can't accept me for who I am, you're not supposed to be in my life, okay?
Right.
And it's, yeah, and it's funny, you know, because, yeah, be who you are at all time. So, you know, I hope that, you know, I'm just thinking that I do have something. It's the first one, okay? I'm going to read this because it's very, you know, it goes really well with what we just talked about, okay? Always be yourself while dating, okay? And dating means, you know, to me, dating means, you know, you're not married. You're not living together, okay? All right. It is not fair to you or your potential mate if you pretend to be someone you are not, just to impress them or to keep yourself from being alone. Do you really want someone who falls in love with your pretend self? It is important to have enough self-esteem to be who you are and have someone love you for being you. Was there ever a time when you pretended to be someone else? How do you feel about yourself when you behave like someone else? How does it feel being accepted for who you are? Okay? And you need to be accepted for who you are. That's so important.
Okay?
So I hope that helps. And, you know, we do have other callers, so I'm going to mosey on to the next one, but I'll put you back in queue, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And as Kelly always says, you know, you can always call back and, you know, let us know how you're doing. All righty. For some reason, this person feels familiar. I might be wrong. 770. Are you there?
Yes, you were right. You were not wrong. Hi, this is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Yes, it's been a while, but I'm back.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I feel the energy and I can't remember everybody, but how can I help
you
today?
I'm calling. I had a dream of, there's a large sum of money that's owed to me, and I think it was Sunday night. I had a dream that I received it, and I was so happy. I had to check in my hand, and I was like, oh, man, like says the old saying, the pig in slop. That's how the dream went, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just feeling that is not like a want dream. You know, sometimes you're like, okay, here's a perfect example. I'm seeing myself when I worked at Burger King, this was a long time ago, going to the fountain and getting a drink, okay? And when I'm thirsty, I will dream that I'm at Burger King at the soda fountain drinking. I'm there. And I don't even drink soda anymore because, honestly, it makes me burp and it just upsets my stomach, but that's my dream, okay? So it doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's going to happen. I'm hearing within two, okay? And, honestly, I don't know if that's 2 weeks, 2 months, and, you know, that could be next February for all I know. I'm just hearing within two, okay?
Two, okay.
All right. For
okay.
all I know, that could be 2 million.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say.
What did you say?
That could be $2 million. For all I know, I don't know. I'm just getting two. Okay.
Yeah, so. It is. It started with a two. That's true. But it's not 2 million. You're right. And
okay.
I thought maybe the reason being is that it's been years and I never dreamt about it, and just somehow happened, it just showed up in my dream one night, the other night.
Oh.
I thought, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I have another quick question for you. I asked a friend who doesn't live in the same state that I live in. I spoke with you about him before, and summertime, to meet me somewhere at a tropical island, we spent some time together. So, he said to begin it, well, which he had asked me last week, blah, blah, blah. But before the conversation was over, well, maybe I'll take you up on that offer. But that's been since last Thursday. I haven't heard from him. So I'm just wondering, is he going to take you up on that offer?
Yeah, I'm just getting caution around that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just getting caution. Okay. They're funny. What my guide said was, go yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah.
I am going to get away.
Because,
yeah.
Honestly, I just feel like you're going to have more fun by yourself, okay? That's what I'm getting. So, okay, my dear. So I hope that helps, and I'm going to put you back in the queue and, you know, enjoy the money when it comes.
I will. Thank you. Okay,
sure.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Whoops. There we go. Is Blog Talk going to work for me? It's spinning. There we go. Okay, put it back in queue. Great. Alrighty. You know, I see that we have some other callers, but what I've been doing for the other callers who just called in is that I have an upcoming ebook that I have. This will be my second one, but actually it's my first one because I had it. I wrote this back in 2005, and I'm redoing it. So I am just, you know, reading bits and pieces out of it. Let's see. This is really important because this not only goes for relationships, this goes for everything in your life. You are what you think. Your thoughts are very powerful, so think positively. If you keep thinking you will never meet anyone, all women are gold diggers or all men want is sex, guess what you have created for your life? You will not meet anyone. All the women you meet will be after your money, and the men will just want you for your body. Change your thoughts. Okay, people, change your thoughts. Do you really pay attention to what you're thinking? What do your thoughts say when it comes to a potential mate? Are you willing to make a commitment to change your thoughts? Okay? That is so, so, so important. Okay. So I'm going to take another caller, and it looks like this one's been holding the longest. You know, and by the way, people, I just saw a call drop, so I don't know if they're sick of listening to me or a blog talk call, kick them out. You know, but I don't drop anyone unless they're inappropriate. And so far, I've never dropped anyone, which is a good thing. Oh, hello, are you there? I hear music. You can't hear me. I have it as your name, Mary Lou. Lou, hey. I'm going to drop you. Okay, somebody just wrote, I think, you know, yeah, Blog Talk could have done this. I don't know if I've spoken to this person or not. 262, are you there? Have I already spoken to you? Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello, yes,
hi.
You have. This is Michelle.
Okay, I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm going to put you back. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, I'm going to try the other lady. It says Mary Lou. I'm going to try you again. Mary Lou, are you there? Well, what's ever going on is really cool. Okay. All righty. Well, I don't have any callers, so, you know, maybe it's Blog Talk. God only knows. You never know with Blog Talk. This is so funny. You know, I don't even know how much time I have because, oh, yeah, it said one of the calls dropped. So, okay, I got 22 minutes left. So, people, unless anyone calls, I'm just going to keep on reading stuff out of this book because there's a lot of good stuff. I love this one, okay? Have your unique style. What you wear tells the world who you are. That is why it is important to have your own unique style. That may be a certain type of clothing, jewelry, glasses, hat, or color. Have fun experimenting what is right for you. All that matters is that it is clean, comfortable, and looks good on you. What styles do you admire in others? What do you look good in? Can you think of something that would make you unique? And, you know, this is really important. Maybe it's because I'm a woman, but honestly, I'm not, like, really into fashion and what's up on the latest. I don't know if anyone's on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. So, you know, if you're on Pinterest and you want to follow me, I will follow you back. And you can get my Pinterest. I think I'm under Pamela Cummins, or you can go on my website, www.pamelacummins.com, and, you know, I have a little Pinterest button there. And when I see all those, like, all they look at is clothes and high heel shoes and all that, that's not me. I'm 5'2". You'd think I'd wear high heels, but they hurt my feet. But people really do judge you by what you look at. Like, you know, like, think of somebody, if you see somebody in blue jeans, ripped up jeans, you know, stained T-shirt, messy hair, you know, you're just going to say, ew, okay? But if you see somebody who's more clean cut, they're going to look a lot better, okay? And for some reason, I've been told, they're saying for me to say this, you know, you need to see how you're feeling around certain people because obviously there's been clean-cut looking people before who have been crazy, mass murderers and stuff, okay? But you do get judged, and I can just say for myself, I know how, if I'm wearing a T-shirt and a pair of shorts and flip-flops, I will be looked at differently than if I am wearing a really nice dress, high heels, or even slacks. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, people definitely do judge you, okay? I'm wondering if Blog Talk's gone a little wacky. here, so hopefully you can still hear me. All right, it looks like, because I'm looking at, like, the calls on hold, and they're not moving. There they go. Okay, I'm sorry about that. That's one of the bad things about hosting. It's easy to get distracted. All right, so that, you know, so please, wear things that make you look good. Let's see, something else. This is important, okay? I have known people who, you know, bounce from one relationship to another because they're so afraid of being alone. In fact, I remember a caller, and believe me, I get some interesting callers. And this caller called me up and asked when she was going to meet someone. She had just gotten out of a relationship. When am I going to meet someone? And I got 6 months. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't always get the time because, you know, spirit time and earth time is definitely not the same. You know, we're trapped. I used to love reading this meditation book that said we are trapped in space and time. And, yes, we are. Okay? So, you know, I lost my train of thought. Oh, my God. So, anyhow, so people, these people just bounce from one person to another. And this woman, I said, 6 months. And she was like, 6 months? 6 months? That long? And I just, I'm sorry. I just laughed because, you know what, 6 months isn't that long. Okay, maybe when you're like 10, you know, I mean, you know, a day, an hour can seem like forever. Mm. And honestly, sometimes, like, if I'm cleaning the bathroom, oh, this is taking forever. But 6 months, really, with a love relationship is not that long. And I just knew that this woman was just going to go into another bad relationship and not even look at herself, okay? So this one is, stop the loneliness. Many singles get lonely because they do not have a significant other. If you are feeling lonely, then do something about it. What can you do? And here are some of the things. Volunteer, visit friends, do things you enjoy, join a club, go to a lecture, or call someone who might be lonely like you. Once you get out of your loneliness, you will never know who you might meet. Do you ever feel lonely? What do you do when you feel lonely? In the future, what positive things can you do when loneliness comes up? Cool. You know? So, okay, I just want to, I think this is important, so I'm going to read this one. Alone versus lonely. Lonely is when you are without companionship, feel sad about this, and do nothing about it. Alone is when you are without companionship, are okay with this, and find things you can enjoy on your own. Which one would you choose? Do you understand the difference between being alone and being lonely? Basically, I'm going to answer that. Basically, you are, you know, in the same situation. It's how your attitude makes it different. That is so important. You know, and it's funny here, the musical psychic. I'm getting the song, So Tired of Waiting for You, okay? And, you know, I can understand that. You know, I've been there. You know, so tired, when's someone going to come into my life? So tired, when are they going to commit to me? So tired, when are they going to marry me? So tired, when am I going to have children? So tired, when am I going to get a divorce? So tired, you know, so tired of waiting. I'm sorry, I'm cracking my own self up. But, you know, it really is a state of mind, okay? And there's a saying that, you know, you can be, let's say, around a group of people all around you and still feel lonely. It's who you are inside, okay? So what can you do to change from being lonely to alone? And to me, some of the things you can do is just do something that you enjoy. Get involved in a project, you know. If you like to knit, knit. If you like to create something out of wood, create something out of wood, if you like to sing, if you like to meditate, if you like to exercise, you know, don't sit in front of the TV all the time. And quite honestly, I watch, you know, I watch Netflix, and I need to be careful because it's really easy to be sucked up in that. You know, there are things that you can do from not to stop you from being lonely, you know. And the other thing is some of the things I just mentioned, and of course there's thousands more, you know. Are you willing to try a new activity alone? I remember, this is a funny story, okay, many years ago, some people were talking about, because I had just started my self-growth path and the spirituality, and people were talking about being comfortable being alone and doing things on your own, and they would like go out to eat, or they would go to the movies by themselves. And to me, that was a weird concept, and I'm going to be blunt, you know, do not go to the movies by yourself on a Friday or Saturday night when it's packed. You're going to feel uncomfortable. And the same thing, honestly, is when you go out to eat. You know, go to a daytime movie. So I went and I did that, and I'm sorry, I can't, it's a classic movie. I can't remember. There was Dolly Parton, Sally Fields. There was all a bunch of women. It was down in the South. I think Shirley MacLaine was in it. Anyhow, it was a real fun movie, okay, and I wanted to see it. And so I said, well, you know what, I'm going to try this. So I went, and I was scared, honestly. I thought everybody in the world was looking at me. And I go into the movie theater, and I'm like, oh, God, I hope people don't think I'm weird. And all of a sudden I looked, and there was a woman on the left side by herself. In the front, there was a woman on the right side by herself, and on the right side mid, there were a lot of people by themselves. And then I said, you know what? I can do this. There's nothing wrong, you know, with going out and doing things by yourself. I will add that if you are feeling vulnerable and very lonely, that might not be the best time to do it. And I'm just adding this because I got a bar scene, okay, my guides showed me that. So it's not a good idea to go to a bar by yourself, especially if you're a woman, okay? Let's face it, it's not always safe to go to a bar by yourself because you're going to get hit on most likely. You don't want to get drunk, and you don't want some creep following you out, okay, with that. So anyhow, I am going to try this woman one last time. Mary Lou, hopefully you're there.
Hi.
Hello, are you? Hi, I tried you a couple times, and I kept on getting this wild music, so.
Oh, that's weird. As soon as I turned on the Skype, the phone rang, and it was business-related, and I had to take it. So
Maybe you were muted, because I tried twice. But anyhow, how can I help you today?
I was hoping for a message from Spirit. I'm working my spiritual path, and it always helps to get a little feedback from time to time.
Okay, it's funny. I got two things. I heard the Temptation song. I'm doing fine on cloud nine, okay? And then when I did that, I pulled over a card, and it's play, all right? So it feels like you need to go and play. That's what it feels like. Go out and play and have a good time. Okay?
I did that today at work.
They're funny. They're saying keep doing it, all right? And what I'm seeing, first of all, I'm a Libra, okay? So that's the sign of the scales. And I saw you are too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really cool. All right, so I saw a scale, and then I saw somebody, their hands going up and down, kind of like a scale, all right, with their hands. So that just means to me get balanced in it, okay? You're doing fine. You're doing fine. And they're saying you will be rewarded, and I'm seeing them giving you, giving you money, all right? And that doesn't necessarily mean money, but you will be rewarded for that.
Do you see any grant money coming specifically?
I'm just getting money. So that might be what it is. I really don't know, honestly.
I am going to get paid for what I did today because it's work. But I
no, but what I'm seeing is like Spirit giving you money, okay?
Awesome.
So maybe that is, I'm really not sure what it means, okay? I'm just getting you will be taken care of, okay? The other thing I'm getting is that your projects will be successful.
Oh, good, because I sometimes feel like I am knocking on closed doors.
No, I'm getting your projects will be successful, okay? Yes. You know, yeah. I'm seeing, you know, you're in that place where you're standing in the hallway, you know, and the door is kind of open behind you and the door is closed in front of you. And now what I'm seeing is the door being opened wide and all kinds of light coming in. So, yeah. So
I think I've paid my dues. I want to celebrate now.
Go, you know what? Just go out and have some fun, okay? Do that.
I don't know how, at this point, I go, it's just work, work, and more work, and somewhere along that, I want to get paid for work.
Right. You know? Believe me, I know. I'm self-employed, and sometimes I got to do a lot of stuff, and it's like, you know, hey, I'm not getting paid for this. You know, social media, you know, radio even, okay? You know, but, you know, it comes back in other ways. All right?
It does.
And that's probably why they showed me the money, you know? I'm hearing the song, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm a walking. So just keep walking. That's all.
Okay, one last question. Do you think my love life will ever improve?
And they're just answering it like this. Go out and have fun.
Okay.
Okay? Yes, just go out and have fun.
Okay.
Okay? So I hope that helps.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Oh,
thanks
bye.
For calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I saw we just got a bunch of callers, and honestly, we got 8 minutes left, and I am not going to get to everyone, okay? And I want to read one more thing. I'm reading out of and I'm just going to open it up, and where does it go? Oh, this is so funny. I'm reading, I have a free upcoming ebook that hopefully will be out in September. It's Insights for Singles, and this is the last thing I'm going to read out of it. Enjoy the moment. When you are dating someone, enjoy the time you are spending together. It is so tempting to want to look inside a crystal ball and know all the answers about where this relationship is going. Only time will reveal the answer. If the relationship is to progress to another level, it will happen on its own accord. Are you ready to get rid of your crystal ball? Do you stay in the moment when dating someone? What are the things you can do to stay in the moment? And, you know, I want to say, people, this is not just dating. This is all of life, okay? Because people say, oh, love and relationships, I don't need that. But, you know, love and relationships, what I do at least, is, you know, self-growth. Because you can't have a good relationship, and that's not necessarily a love relationship. That's all your relationships, you know, if, you know, you're not happy with yourself. And I just want to let you know, my little girl Kitty came. I know it's getting close to dinner time, but Mama's working, so you're going to have to wait. Okay, I'm going to take another caller, and I'm sorry, we're going to have to make it quick because I only got, like, less than 7 minutes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this, please?
My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley, and how can I help you today?
I just wanted to connect with Spirit. I wanted to see if there's any messages that they wanted to tell me. I'm kind of in a weird spot right now in my relationship, and I just want to get some clarity possibly on that.
Okay. They're so funny. I heard the song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. And I heard just love, love, love. All you need is love, okay? And I felt, honestly, for you, you need a lot of self-love. All right? I do feel that you are right where you're supposed to be, and I know I hate when people say that, okay? And, you know, I'm just seeing, like, sunglasses, like dark glasses over your eyes, and I'm seeing you holding an umbrella, and they're saying the sun will come out tomorrow. I do feel you will get more clarity, okay? Honestly, mm-hmm. It feels like your relationship right now is in the should I stay or should I go, all right? And I saw a
right.
pad. Yeah, I saw a pad, and what you need to do, and it's funny because I'm seeing this woman who used to, she was my spiritual advisor, and she used to say, make a list, a pro and cons list. And I used to want to kill her, but honestly, it helped me every time. Yeah, it is. It's like, I don't want to do this, you know. You know, I can be stubborn like everybody else, all right? But I can tell you, it helped me every time, you know. So that's what you need to do. You know, energetically, he can feel this, you know, your mate can feel this energy, this should I stay or should I go energy, okay? So really you need to make a decision. I don't feel they want to go anywhere. I feel it's more you.
It is.
Okay? But your energy for this is making them feel that energy.
I know.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope that helps. I'm going to try and get one more. Good.
Okay,
and, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, call back. Let us know how it happens. We're here 7 days a week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We got about 4 more minutes, so I'm going to take, you know, first come, first serve. I just saw somebody hang up. Well, I'm sorry I can't get everybody. But, you know, first come, first serve. So, 917.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ashiel.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Oh, okay, and what is your question?
I have a birthday coming on Friday, and I'm just trying to see what's coming up for me in career and love life.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I only have like about 4 minutes, so I'm not going to...
Okay.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. But what I'm getting is you're going to have fun on your birthday, okay? I'm hearing what you see is what you get, all right? It's an old song. And what that means to me is, you know, what you see in your future kind of is what you get, all right? The career feels like I'm seeing, like, the volume, you know, volume on, like, you know, when you're watching a video and you take your mouse on it and you click it up to turn it up, all right? So I feel like there's some things you need to do to turn that up, okay? And I'm seeing someone wipe their forehead, you know, the sweat off, and that always means to me hard work, okay? If you do some hard work, it feels like it will, you know, they're saying on, and I'm seeing you walk up the ladder, okay? The other thing I'm getting is you need to become a little bit more comfortable within your own skin. I'm not saying that you're really insecure or anything. I just feel like you need to feel like you're comfortable. It feels like this birthday is affecting you. I'm not sure what your age is. I am hearing male menopause, okay? And that can happen at any age, okay? That's what I call it. But it can. You know, it's funny because I get it from this one client of mine, and, you know, her boyfriend's 35, so it can happen. And that's what it feels. They're saying, I'm hearing the song, the kids are all right. You're all right who you are, all right? But I am hearing the song, nothing ever changes. So it feels like this year honestly feels like a year of change, but it comes from inner to go to outer, okay?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Yeah, and they're adding the song that you say it's your birthday, okay? The other thing, and this last but not least, I'm getting is to go out and have a sense of humor. Have fun, okay? That just seems, I'm just seeing you watching a movie and just cracking up. Or go to a comedy show, all right? It just seems like, you know, have some laughter in your life. So
okay.
I hope that helps.
Love, yeah, that helps, you know, a lot. That was very,
love,
very nice.
And as far as, you got 90 seconds. As far as love, I feel that coming in, okay?
I see
you holding flowers, and I see flowers blooming, so it is coming in. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, Blog Talk is going wacky. It's not. It's just spinning and spinning and spinning, so I don't even know if he's going back in. There he goes. People, we got 60 seconds left, and I'm sorry, I can't get to everyone. We are here 7 days a week. If you follow us on Blog Talk, it's like it's gone wild on Blog Talk, you will get the schedule. I try and get as many people as I can. If you can, get in here early. You know, it's not that I'm being a meanie or anything. You can catch me tonight, however, on the Love Channel show. I will give you that phone number if I can find it. It is 646-478-0020. You can go on my website, PamelaCummins.com. You can go on Twitter at Rep Pamela. Call in tonight. I have psychic Leo Brown, and we did a show together a couple years ago on his show, and it was fabulous. So I want to thank everyone for listening, everyone in the queue, and anyone listening in the archive. Thank you. Have a great day, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.